bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. Pro-Palestinian protests are still taking place on more than 40 college campuses across the United States and in Canada, with hundreds of arrests being made. As of Thursday, University of Southern California police have arrested 93 people after warning protesters to disperse. The university stated that protesters were becoming confrontational and committing acts of vandalism. USC announced on Thursday that it would be canceling its main graduation ceremony on May 10th due to safety concerns. Over here on the East Coast, Columbia University stated on Wednesday that student protesters agreed to take down a, quote, significant number of tents, but the protests are still ongoing, despite the harm some students feel it is doing to the Jewish student population. Here is what Columbia University senior Jacob Schmeltz had to say.
It's been incredibly distressing to be a Jewish Columbia student over the past week. Ever since the hearing in the House Education and Workforce Committee, Jewish students have felt threatened. We've had many anti-Semitic incidents that have gone on, lots of rhetoric. I've had a friend who was simply trying to go back to his dorm late Saturday night. He wears a Star of David necklace, just like myself, and he was told to go kill himself. So I think that really speaks to the level of intimidation that Jewish students are currently feeling.
Audio provided by NBC News. Movie producer Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction has been overturned by New York's highest court. The New York Court of Appeals said that the testimony, quote, served no material non-propensity purpose and portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. The Manhattan's district attorney's office said that it will retry Weinstein if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. Weinstein was arrested on May 25, 2018, and charged with first and third degree rape for one victim and first degree criminal sex act for another. He was found guilty in February of 2020 of two felonies, criminal sexual assault and third degree rape. However, he was acquitted of the two most serious charges, predatory sexual assault. He was also acquitted of first degree rape. Many are feeling angry at this decision. And here is what the lead investigator in the case, Bob Boyce, had to say.
There was plenty of evidence in this case that Mr. Vance could have presented, but he went into this strategy, which is up to him, by the way. So this, he can, Mr. Bragg, Alvin Bragg, can retry this and do a different job here. And so go forward. So it's just another setback. Sam, you're exactly right. This is a foundational case that changed everything. The power, you know, powerful people were moved from offices who shouldn't have had it, who abused women. So these courageous ladies, they're going to go, I'm behind them 1,000%. This was a big part of my life when I was chief, and I want to see this retried.
Audio provided by ABC News. Dangerous and damaging storms are set to hit the central United States, bringing daily tornadoes, high winds, and large hail. Dallas, Kansas City, Missouri, Des Moines, Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska are just a few cities that could be hit by multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms through Sunday. The cause of the storms are said to be from moist air from the Gulf of Mexico flowing into the central U.S. as heat builds in the area, which is a perfect recipe for disastrous storms. Thursday marked the start of the severe storms that are set to last through the weekend, and each day is expected to be worse than the one before. The storms are predicted to cease by Monday. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.